Wonderful. Well done. Well done. On Friday, I had a phone call from a friend of mine, and we were just chatting about a few things, and that was great. And I got on with doing whatever I was doing. And then 10 minutes later, the phone rang again. And I thought it was my friend phoning me back because we'd forgotten something. But this time, Sue answered the phone. She said, oh, hang on a minute. I could hear her on the phone. She said, hang on a minute. He's here. Would you like to talk to him? So I thought it was my friend again. So she passes me the phone, and I say to my friend, hello, just like that. And this voice started talking on the other end of the phone, and it wasn't my friend. And I was embarrassed. It was someone from a business that I'd been talking to, and it was all a bit embarrassing. It is so important to be able to recognize people's voices. So we are going to have a little game now, and we're going to listen to some voices, and we're going to see if we can recognize these voices. So if we can have the first one, please, Owen.
Good morning.
Who is that? Any ideas? Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Jessica.
Jessica. Should we play again? Is it Jessica? Do we think it's Jess?
Good morning.
It is Jess. Yay, well done. Excellent. What about the second one then? How about this one?
Good morning.
Go on then. Who do you think that is? You think that's Esther. It is Esther. Yay! Excellent. Okay, what about a third one? Let's go for another one.
Good morning.
Auntie Pat, who do you think that is, Auntie?
It could be Simon.
Simon. Simon, is that you? It is Simon. Yay! Okay, next one.
Good morning.
Oh. Who is it?
Grancher.
Yes, it's Stuart. You recognised his voice, didn't you? Excellent. Shall we listen to that one again? Just to make sure it's Stuart.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Stuart. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Let's have a... We've got two more to go. Let's have another one then.
Dzień dobry.
Who's that?
My mum.
Your mum. Was it you, Izza? It was Izza. Excellent. Excellent. Last one, then.
Dobre jutro.
Ooh. Who was that? Everyone's saying, Eva, Eva. Eva, was that you? Yes, it was Eva. Yay. Excellent. It's important to recognise people's voices. Okay, so we're going to we'll come back to that in a minute. What we're going to do now is just think about the reading that we heard about, which is all about sheep and shepherds and gatekeepers, and we're just going to have a little look at what was being read out there in our Bible reading this morning. I've got a picture which may just help us. It's a picture of a modern shepherd in Israel or somewhere like that, somewhere hot. He's got a friend there with him, and he's leading his sheep, perhaps they're going out up into the hills to find some green grass. It doesn't look very grassy there, does it? Something to feed the sheep with. So there's a picture there just to help us. And what we have to understand in the Bible is when Jesus was talking about sheep and sheep pen and shepherds, what was going on there? So what used to happen is at the end of the day, the shepherds used to bring the sheep to a place of safety where they wouldn't get attacked or stolen, and bring them to a place of safety, a sheep pen. And it might have been a courtyard in someone's house, just somewhere outside the house where they could gather all the sheep together and look after them. If the shepherds had decided to stay out on the hills overnight, they might have built them a sheep pen out of thorny branches, build a fence around out of thorny branches or something like that. So there's different ways that that the shepherds would have looked after the sheep overnight. But wherever they looked after their sheep, there wouldn't necessarily have been a gate or a doorway into the sheep pen. So sometimes the shepherd would have had to stay there at the entranceway himself. He would have had to sleep there with his sheep and spend the night there. And sometimes the shepherd would employ another man to come and do that, to spend the night with all the smelly sheep and to spend the night in the gateway to the sheep pen. And he was called the gatekeeper. If a shepherd hired someone else to do that, it's called a gatekeeper. And sometimes the shepherds, what they would do is they would have sheep, different sheep from different families that owned the sheep, and they would put them together in the same sheep pen. And they would look after them. And what would happen in the morning is that the shepherd would come up to the sheep pen, and if there was a gatekeeper there, he would say hello to the gatekeeper. And then the shepherd would call out the names of the sheep. He would call his sheep out. What do you think the names of the sheep might be? Yeah?
Jeff.
Jeff the sheep. That's a good name. Excellent. Any more names? Sorry? Roe. Rose, sorry. Rose the sheep. Excellent. Sorry, Jeff, did you want to say something on the...
No,
okay, brilliant. Excellent. Perhaps the sheep were called Flossie or Fluffy or Sean. Sean's a good name for a sheep, isn't it? Sean the sheep. Yeah, I've heard that one before. And the sheep would recognize the voice of the shepherd and would actually come out of the pen to the shepherd. And the sheep would follow him. So what do you think the shepherd's responsibilities, what do you think the shepherd would then do during the day to look after the sheep? Anybody? Yes, Jess. Feed them. Excellent. Brilliant. We're going to write that up. Feed. Excellent. Jess, would you like to come to the front and hold this because you suggested this? It's brilliant that a shepherd would feed his sheep. So if you can hold that facing the front so everyone can see. Brilliant. Esther. Exercise them. Okay. Brilliant. He certainly would take them for a walk. Come and hold that. At the front, shepherd would exercise his sheep by taking them out for a walk. Yes.
Protect them.
That is brilliant. No, stick with the same pen. There we go. Do you want to come out the front and hold this? Protect them. Brilliant. Yes.
Clothing.
Do you think? Do you think they grow their own wool? Yeah.
Shave the sheep.
Shear the sheep. Excellent. And what happens if you don't shear sheep? It gets too hot and uncomfortable. So a shepherd has to do that to care for the sheep, doesn't he? Yeah? So should we have care for the sheep? Yeah? We'll go with that. Brilliant. Right. Adults, how are we doing? Any more? Yes.
Keep them away from bad wolves.
Yeah, we've kind of got that with protecting them from the wolves, haven't we? Yeah, yeah. Eli? Give them water. Absolutely. We've got food, but water as well. Something to drink. No, that's fine. Brilliant. Here we go, Eli. Do you want to come and stand up? The others? Excellent. Any more?
Why immunization? Keeping jabs up today.
Immunization.
Thanks, Ben. Wash. Wash the sheep. Thank you, Eddie. You suggested you've got to come and stand out.
I used to do this job.
Did you? Excellent. Ah, man who knows. Brilliant. Any more?
Anoint with oil.
They did do that, didn't they? Yeah. Anoint. Excellent. Do you want to come and hold this room, Ruth, please? God, it's a busy job being a shepherd, isn't it? Excellent. Any more? Anything else a shepherd would do? Teach the sheep. Yeah. Excellent. Do you want to come and hold this one? Come stand with Eddie. Brilliant. Teach the sheep what's right, what's wrong, where to go, to stay together. Excellent. Any more? Have we done that?
Many of them get lost, he goes and finds.
He would find sheep. Did he? Find. Yeah. Thank you, Simon. Anything else? Find lost sheep. Yes, Carol. Carry them if they were sick or injured. Indeed. Do you want to come and join us, Carol? Excellent. Carrying them if they were sick or injured. That's a lot more helpful than immunization, Ben. Okay. Anything else a shepherd does? Sorry? Go to Specsavers. Yes, we've seen that first. Yes. Excellent. Liz. Sorry? Counts his sheep. Make sure he's got all of them. Brilliant. Liz, do you want to come and get this? Linda, did you have your hand up? Trim their hooves.
Is that a pedicure?
A pedicure? Yeah. Is that still caring for them? I don't know. Jen, did you have something? Did I see a hand at the back there? Sorry? Guides them. Excellent. Yeah, Linda, you got pedicure. These are some fancy sheep, aren't they? With their pedicures and whatever. Excellent. We had guide from Jen as well. Are you able to come up, or should we give it? Give it to Ben. Perhaps place that in front of immunization. That's great. Excellent. Any more? Yes, David. Dip them. Excellent, we'll have that. Sheep dips. Brilliant. Thank you, David. That is helpful. Okay, I think we're done. I totally agree. I love lamb. But it'll be helpful if we just kept that to ourselves this morning, okay? That's great. Yeah. They lead. Yeah. You can see that guy up there leading. Yeah, indeed. Yes, guiding, leading. Okay, brilliant. So we have our sheep in the sheep pen. Perhaps with a gatekeeper, the shepherd would come up in the morning, would come and find his sheep, would call his sheep, and the sheep would hear the voice of the shepherd, and they would come out, and they would go off for the day with the shepherd, where the shepherd would look after them, where he would count them to make sure he's got all of them. He would teach them which way they were going. He would wash them and care for them and make sure they were well looked after and immunize them, and he would protect them from any thieves or robbers or wolves that came along. He would find grass for them to feed them, by taking them out, they would get exercise. He would lead them to water as well to make sure they had drink. He would guide them. He would anoint them. That's all part of the caring thing, isn't it? And washing them and looking after them to make sure they didn't get any diseases. He would find them if a sheep got lost. He would go out of his way to find that lost sheep. He would carry them. Particularly if you think about that picture of a newborn lamb being carried by a shepherd close to his heart. It's just a wonderful picture. And if they, again, that whole thing of caring for the sheep, he would make sure their hooves were looked after as well. In our reading this morning, when Jesus spoke about shepherds and gatekeepers and sheep, he then went on to say, actually, I am the good shepherd. You can look at this whole picture of sheep and shepherds and everything that's going on. But what he's saying is, it's a bit like me. It's a bit like Jesus. That everybody is like sheep. And that he is like the ultimate, perfect, good shepherd. And as he is perfect shepherd, the good shepherd, this is what he does for us. He cares for us and washes us clean and looks after our feet. He carries us through difficult times. He keeps us close to his heart. He will find us if he gets lost. He anoints us with oil. He anoints us with good gifts. He guides us. He feeds us and gives us good things to feed on, his word, Bible. And he spoke to us about thirsting after him. He exercises us. Yeah, I think we can say that. Exercise. He certainly protects us. He certainly teaches us. He certainly counts us as being one of his, of being in his kingdom, adopted into his family. And he also encourages us to get dipped, doesn't he? To get baptized. Get baptized in water. So Jesus does all these things for us as well. That's wonderful. Do you want to take your seats? Thank you. Wonderful. So this is what Jesus does for us, the same as a shepherd, all these wonderful things. I just want to focus on just one more thing that it said in our reading. I'm just going to read this from my Bible just to remind us of what it said again. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. It's important to know the voice of the shepherd. It's important to know the one who it is that's speaking to us. It's important for those sheep that they recognize the shepherd's voice so they don't go off with the wrong shepherd. And as Jesus said, he's the good shepherd. It's important for us to recognize his voice. So how can we recognize the voice of Jesus? How can we recognize when he speaks to us? Speaks in love, yeah. How else? How else do you think God speaks to us? Jesus speaks to us, yeah. Through his word, brilliant. Okay, I'll come back to you girls. Through his word, through reading the Bible. We may be reading a passage in the Bible and suddenly there's a verse that just jumps out at us and just speaks to us, speaks to our situation. And that's God just revealing himself to us. It may be about him caring for us or loving us. And it's maybe words that we really needed to hear that time when we were reading it. He speaks to us through his word. So we have to read his word. We're encouraged to read it daily so that God can speak to us through his word. What did you have, girls?
Through prayer.
Through prayer, absolutely. Jesus is alive and reigning in heaven. And we can come to him in prayer. We can speak to him. We can present our requests. But we also have to take the opportunity to listen so that we can hear his voice, that we can hear him speaking to us. How else can we hear Jesus' voice? Anybody? Dreams. Absolutely. Visions and dreams. Let's deal with dreams. Shall I ask you to share? I hadn't thought about this. Yeah? Cool. So, put you on the spot. Do you want to tell us about how God speaks to us in dreams?
Last week when Adrian Horner was here, he was sharing with the elders and wives in the morning about some things that God had revealed to him, prophetic things he felt for the church. And he started sharing something, and I sat there and thought, oh, I've seen this. I dreamt this last night. And my dream was exactly the thing that he was sharing with us, that he felt God was speaking for our church. And I dream a lot, and they're usually quite ridiculous, and I hadn't thought anything about it. But, yeah, so that really confirmed that God can speak through dreams, and I shall have to take more notice of my dreams from now on.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. That was great last weekend. Just Sue saying, hey, what you're sharing, Adrian, I dreamt that exact same thing last night. It's just fantastic. How else? You said visions as well and pictures. Sometimes God gives us a kind of a picture in our mind, and maybe something that we think, what on earth is that? But we can say to God, what are you saying through that picture? What do you want to say to me? Is this something for me, or is this something for the church? What are you saying? Is this something I'm just making up in my mind, or is this from you, God? And normally when we ask God, what is that in our, that I'm thinking about? What is that picture? He normally reveals something to us and tells us and speaks to us through that. Excellent. Yes? Yeah, indeed. So you can actually hear his voice. Is that what you mean? Yeah. So sometimes you can actually hear the audible voice of God. We see that in the Bible. We hear about people who have that experience today as well. Sometimes God just speaks to us. Esther. Yeah. Yeah. When we're singing and praising, God can speak to us through that. As we encounter him and bring our praise to him, he speaks to us. Anything else? Creation. Through creation. Absolutely. I've said this before, and I'll say it. I love it. You go somewhere beautiful, so on top of a mountain, and you see all of God's creation out there. And it's just wonderful, and it's just fantastic. And the Bible tells us, even if we didn't praise God, creation itself brings praise to God. And there's people who don't believe in God. And what do? They just stand there and say, isn't that a lovely view? And we can say, haven't we got a great creator who speaks to us about who God is? God's the creator. Anything else?
Everything. He speaks through
anything. He does. He speaks through anything. He can use anything to speak to us through.
Situations.
Yeah. He can speak to us through situations and things that are going on in our lives. Excellent. Sorry? Tongues, yeah. Yeah, and speak to us through tongues. As we use the gift of tongues, it brings worship to him in words that perhaps we don't understand. But then there are people who have a gift of interpretation as well. So he can speak to us through that. He can also speak to us through other people, can't he? I mean, Adrian Horner and his wife, Corrine, that we had with us last week, just a fantastic gift from God, of hearing from God and sharing with us and to us last weekend. And God can use people, he can use anyone to speak through. But I just want to tell you, we spent the day, most of the day, Saturday last week with Adrian and his wife, Corrine, and they shared some wonderful things, and it was a real encouragement. And we had last Sunday morning, and he shared there as well. And at the end of the service, I hadn't had the opportunity to be prayed for by Adrian. So I said to him, any chance praying for me? And he did. He grabbed his wife, Corinne, and they both prayed for me. And Corinne shared a picture with me that is a picture that I've heard a number of times over the years. And it was God was kind of reaffirming that in my life as she shared that with me. And I was able to say to her, hey, I've heard that before. You've heard from God correctly. So it was a great encouragement to her to know that she was hearing from God correctly in this picture that she shared with me. And then Adrian prayed for me, and he prayed for some stuff, and he said, I feel that God is saying this about you. And he just shared with me. And that was great, and that was a real encouragement as well. And then, add enough, on Friday night, Floss, thank you. Floss Watkins prayed for me. And wasn't expecting that, but she just turned and said, can I pray for you? So she prayed for me, and she shared some things. And what she shared was almost identical to what Adrian had prayed for me the week before. And I was able to encourage her and said, hey, I heard this only a week ago. And it was just fantastic. And it was a real encouragement as well to hear from God and to hear through two different people what God was saying to me. So the sheep hear the shepherd, know the shepherd's voice. They hear him calling. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and it's important for us to know his voice. And we can know his voice in a whole host of different ways. What we're going to do now is we're going to worship again. But as we worship this time, as Esther said, we can hear God's voice as we worship him. So I encourage you that as we bring our praise and our worship to him, that we are going to listen to God's voice. And then what we'll do is we'll have an opportunity at the end just to share anything that you think God may be speaking about. It may be stuff that you might find that God is speaking to you about, a personal situation or something for you, for your life. That's great. There's no need to share that. But you may find that God speaks to you and gives you something to share for the church. Okay? How do you know if what God is saying to you is for the church? Well, let me just help you out here, give you three little helpful hints here. Number one, will it build up the church? What I think God is saying to me, will it build up the church? Will it bring glory to Jesus? And quite honestly, number three, does it build upon what's already being said? Because we find that in when God speaks, that he speaks about something, and that he kind of re-emphasizes that and speaks about it again. So will it build up the church? Does it bring glory to Jesus? And does it build upon what's already being said? And if it does, then it's probably God speaking to you and worth sharing. So shall we stand together? I'll just pray for us as we worship him. Jesus, we praise you that you are the good shepherd. You are the one who calls his sheep. And as you do that, and as you call us by name, would you help us this morning to recognize your voice? Would you help us recognize you speaking to us? As we bring our praise and our worship and our adoration to you, would you speak to us? Would you encourage us? Would you bring glory to yourself? Would you come now by your Holy Spirit and move amongst us? Amen.